88.5 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Artist in Residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Hello, I'm Kate Nash, and I'm doing a DJ residency on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Every Saturday at 6 p.m. this month, I'm playing songs that I love, and I'll share some stories with you about music and touring. Speaking of touring, I am coming to California this November. Tickets are on sale now for my shows in Pioneertown, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Right, we've got about an hour, so let's get into it. I'm going to start with a track of my own. This is called Millions of Heartbeats. It's from my brand new record that comes out on the 21st of June. It's basically about losing spark for life, which is a theme I really explore on the record. Casually dropping that like a bit of a Debbie Downer, but it's enjoyable, trust me. It was heavily inspired by the musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Once More with Feeling. I'm an extremely big fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That might actually come up quite a lot during this residency, so brace yourself. But I was also working on a musical in New York called Only Gold with Andy Blankenbuehler, who choreographed Hamilton. And I was surrounded by incredible dancers, singers, an entire orchestra. Beautiful sets were built, costumes were designed, and I was just so inspired really by the entire world. So yeah, I just ingested all of that, and it came out in my own music too. So this is Millions of Heartbeats by me.
I've been feeling a little bit different, a little bit strange. There's this numbness inside of me. Things aren't hitting in quite the same way. I look for inspiration. At night my heart beats so fast I get palpitations. You know I've got total devotion, but the spark is lit at such a low flame. There are no guarantees. What are my boundaries? How do I protect myself? Time no longer makes sense. Can't relate to my friends. There has to be something else. Everyone is trying, trying so hard. Well, maybe, maybe you could try a little bit too. Everything hurts, yeah, it hurts so much. I eat my dinner in the toilets at lunch. I just want to believe. Is that feeling still inside me? The sun has gone and so must I. Do you think we'll know each other when we die? The sky is grey and I'm blue. Have I told you that I love you? Told you that I love you. Told you that I love you. I guess what I'm asking is, am I a number or a person? I want a simple answer, but I'm simply given another diversion. You're working from the inside, but now you find yourself in the building. They say I'm only human. Well, isn't that a problem?
Feeling's not
Nash, your artist in residence this month at 88.5 The SoCal Sound. You just heard Miss Power by Connie Constance. Connie is one of my favourite artists. She's from Watford. I'm from Harrow, which is like zone 5 of London, if that means anything to you. Probably not. I might as well be talking about fish and chips, Danny Dyer and bins, but go with it. It's like in London, but feels a little bit suburby. It's like 30 minutes into central London from Harrow, and then sort of like 20 minutes outside of that you get Watford. So it's like outside of London, definitely the suburbs. I went to school near there, and when I was 14 I would always go like clubbing in Watford, so I feel like me and Connie are kind of on a level and understand some of the same things because of being from the same area-ish. Connie is young, and this Miss Power is from her second record. I just think this is such a seminal record. I really recommend checking it out. I'll play another tune from it later in the show. Her voice is so unique, so beautiful. I love artists where when you hear their voice, you instantly recognise them, and Connie has that. I think like her lyricism sets her apart from her peers. She's a true artist, and we need that, because so much in culture right now is being carved out of algorithms and what's trending and popular. And so I just feel like unique voices need to be nurtured and supported as much as possible, because there's true artistry in what she's doing. I love you, Connie Constance. And before that, of course, was Sinead O'Connor with Mandinka. I love this song. Sinead was such an important artist as well. I'm half Irish, my mum's from Dublin, and I grew up on a lot of Irish music in the house growing up. Sinead was an icon, will always be one, and I just love that she could write pop songs about such powerful things. Next up, we're going to hear from Revenge Wife, who is a friend that I made in California whilst living in LA. I lived in Atwater Village. Shout out Marta at the Attic. Shout out Echo Bend Studios. Shout out Adam, Lulu and Babs. Adam has a big truck and two big dogs. You might see him strolling around the neighbourhood. Revenge Wife is Liz Nistico, who you might know from Holy Child. This is her solo project. Her visuals are so cool. She does all of it herself. She's an amazing independent artist. Follow her on socials at Revenge Wife. I've had so many adventures with Liz. She really makes me laugh. The first time I met her, she brought me homemade cookies. We have a song together that never came out that has a really funny lyric about anal. She's walked my dogs. We've been to Mexico together. She's incredibly well read. She's currently dealing with having gone viral on Instagram Reels and TikTok, which is for some reason the dream right now for everyone, but also absolute hell because everybody is such an asshole online. Guys, what has happened to everyone? Can everyone just like stop commenting on anything, because it's just so annoying? Anyway, this is Revenge Wife, and this is her song Confessions of an Earth Angel.
Thank you.
I'm Kate Nash. I've got a radio gig this month as the SoCal Sounds Artist in Residence, and I just played Licorice by Big Pig. Obviously, when I heard of an artist called Big Pig, I was just immediately interested because I love that name. I love it so much. Shout out to all the pigs. Oink, oink. Luckily, I really enjoy her music too. She's an Irish artist. Her family moved to Spain, I believe, and she lived there for a while, so she has some songs in Spanish. She's part of like a London collective group of musicians. I think she's kind of been all over, spent some time in LA as well. And yeah, this is from her record. It's called Licorice. She's got this like delicate, soft, beautiful vocals that I just think are so stunning. And before that, you heard All the Umbrellas in London by the Magnetic Fields. That's a perfect rainy day song, which I'm probably experiencing and you are not. This is SoCal Sound. I'm Kate Nash. And coming up after a short break is Pixies' Where Is My Mind.
This is what listener-powered radio sounds like. The SoCal Sound.
It's live music time again as the SoCal Sound is back with our first show in over a year. Saturday night, June 15th, join us at the historic Alex Theater in Glendale for our Benefest show, featuring four great acts, including Jay Bird. Yes, you if you love her and you nod and say, oh, oh. Kayuka. Gems. Take me back to the time when I had not a thing to wait on. And Pete Yorn. Benefest, Saturday night, June 15th. VIP seats are limited. Proceeds go to support public media and the SoCal Sound. Reserve your seat now at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com or at thesocalsound.org.
Thanks to our partners at Subaru of Glendale.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Rosterita Margarita and Beverage Truck. Rosterita serves fresh organic margaritas as well as handcrafted Bloody Marys, mimosas, aguas frescas, and mocktails. Rosterita Margarita Truck caters weddings, corporate, social gatherings, and private events. Serving California from San Francisco to San Diego to Palm Springs and beyond. Rosterita.com for more information.
88.5 The SoCal Sound. Community amplified. You're listening to a DJ residency. An hour of hand-picked songs from a new artist every month, each Saturday night at 6. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Stop.
Thank you.
instructions for dancing, but I love it when you read to me, and you can read me anything. The book of love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental, some of it is just really dumb, but I love it when you sing to me, and you can sing. The book of love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things, and
to be
Hi everyone, it's Kate Nash, the artist in residence this month at 88.5 The SoCal Sound. That was Baby on My Birthday by Skating Polly, one of the greatest rock bands of all time. They are siblings. It's Kelly, Peyton and Curtis in the band. For years it was just Kelly and Peyton, and they would swap between bass and drums and guitar. Had this massive sound even though they were so young when I first met them. I think Kelly was 14, Peyton must have been 16, maybe younger. It was actually in Chicago and it was Halloween and they were opening for me, and Kelly was like dressed in a nightgown covered in blood, sort of doing like a Courtney Love / Carrie look, and Peyton was in a homemade Dalek costume. I just knew immediately I was gonna fall in love with them. And yeah, I guess they've sort of felt like these like little musical sisters that have come on tour with me, but they're just geniuses. They're so powerful. The lyrics, the songwriting, the performance. Also, they've toured for like 50 years, even though they're only like 21. They have like 100 albums. Obviously, I'm exaggerating, but they're just so legit. They're so hardcore. And they've been in a band since Kelly was, I think, 7. There's footage of her at her first gig on YouTube. It's very cute. They're from Oklahoma. I love that this song is about sharing a house with a bunch of siblings and just wanting to have your cake on your birthday and not share it with anyone else. They're absolute rascals. I love them dearly, and they will blow you away if you just catch up with their discography and go and see them on the road. Before that was The Book of Love by The Magnetic Field. I love that song. It's so romantic and so, so sweet. Again, another perfect tune for a rainy day, which I am sure you are not having, California. Now I'm going to play you Mole in the Ground by the brilliant John Francis Flynn from his latest record, Look Over the Wall, See the Sky. Turn it up.
If I was a mole, I'd tear that mountain down. If I knuckles to the ground. Touchdown, fly from the start. You got me this far. Like American football, we can play hard. Touchdown. It's for the love of the game I even wanna play. It's for the heart behind it all that shows me the way. But at the end of the day, I don't wanna shake your hand. Let's say good game and maybe I'll see you again. So touchdown, stay close to the ground.
You just listened to Touchdown, 4-track by Dear Francis. Dear Francis is the new project from Jennifer Clavin from the band Bleached. You might know also Mika Miko. I love this song. I think it's so tender and just so gorgeous. I'm so excited about this new project from Jen. It's really nice to hear her lyrics and songwriting in this format of something softer. And I want to say sweeter, but it's not quite the right word. It's just gentle, I guess, because I do think her lyrics are really confronting and they touch on something dark in a way, something edgy, but feminine and honest, and I love it. It's really raw and I can't wait to hear more of that project from Jen. Before that, you heard Mama Said by the Shirelles, because sometimes there's just days like this. I'm your artist in residence, Kate Nash, on 88.5, the SoCal Sound. I think I'm actually getting the hang of this. You know, I might never leave. So let's keep it going. I'm bringing it back to Connie Constance. I told you I was going to play another song from her record, Miss Power. This one's called Mood Hoover. One of my favourite lyrics of all time. You're just a mood hoover. To all you Americans out there, she's talking about a vacuum cleaner.
You're just a mood hoover, sucking the life out of my soul again. And I think I'm a professional scuba, trying to survive underwater, but all I'm saying, you're no good for the world, but you're good for me, and I'm just playing. We're f***ing awesome, but no one can see. And I might blow
88.5 The SoCal Sound with For Now and Ever by the Super Furry Animals. You guys, we did it. That was my first hour. I've been Kate Nash, your artist in residence this month. The residency continues next Saturday at 6 p.m. I know that you're going to be there. What else would you be doing with your Saturday evening? I'm helping you get prepped for whatever you've got planned, whether it's just staying in watching Charmed, getting a pizza, going out looking for love. I am here for you. It's so exciting. You've got the whole of your Saturday evening ahead and then a lazy Sunday tomorrow. Go and treat yourself, have a little lie-in, watch some cartoons and eat a muffin. And if you missed some of this hour or any of my DJ residency, then it's all archived at thesocalsound.org. I can't wait to come to California this autumn. I'm going on tour. I'm going to be in LA. I'm going to be in San Francisco. I'm going to be in Pioneer Town. Tickets are on sale now. Thank you so much for listening. And thanks for supporting 88.5 The SoCal Sound. You are literally the best. Let me just gas you up before I leave. You've got beautiful hair, sick shoes, and even if your parents are miserable people, you've got me. And I'm telling you, the world is your oyster and you can do anything that you set your mind to. I've been Kate Nash and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your evening and weekend. Good night.
Artist in Residence is a production of 88.5 FM, The SoCal Sound. Executive produced by Mark Mookie Kazor. Produced and edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University, Northridge and Saddleback College. Broadcasting over the air at 88.5 FM and streaming on the web and through our app at thesocalsound.org.